recorded from the Oklahoma State University Stillwater campus. This is the Inside OSU podcast. Here are your hosts, Megan Robinson and First Cowboy Darren Shrum.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Inside OSU podcast. I'm Megan Robinson, joined once again by my co-host, Darren Shrum. And today we have a pre-vet student. You might be wondering, why a pre-vet student on the podcast? Well, Owen Eckhart was a contestant on this season of American Idol. How cool.
It was pretty cool. I'm not going to lie.
Darren and I are both fans of the show.
Huge.
We're going to get into your experience very shortly. But first, how old were you when you first started to sing and get into music?
I honestly couldn't tell you. Ever since I've been talking, I've been singing, you know. And it's funny, my mom always tells me, like, the times that we'd be in, like, Target, and I'd be in the basket, you know, in the little baby seat. And I'd be screaming Ain't No Mountain High Enough, like, for no reason. But serenading Target, I guess. But I really couldn't tell you how old I was. I mean, it's just always been something that I've grown up doing. So,
do your folks sing or play or anything?
You know, my mom sings, but she will not sing publicly.
Right.
And so, like, that's been one of the things. Like, we'll sing in the car, or, like, we'll sing around the house if I play. Like, she'll sing. But I'm always trying to get her to sing. And I'm like, come on, like, we can do this tonight. She's like, I don't know, my voice is messed up, you know. Her voice was never fully recovered, coincidentally, but
she needed stage presence night, didn't she?
I guess so. Apparently I still do.
Well, let's get to your journey. We'll start right now. What made you want to audition for American Idol?
I mean, I've been watching American Idol again since I can remember, but that was always something that we would just sit down at dinner and I'd be the one to be like, hey, can we turn on American Idol, please? Like, speed this up. Like, come on. And I've been watching that since I was tiny. And I always wanted it to be, like, I always knew it was something that I wanted to do, you know. And seeing people like Kelly Clarkson come out, and more recently, like, Scotty McCreery, Gabby Barrett, like, those were, like, huge stars in my eyes, you know. Like, they went through this whole process, and then, boom, here they are. They're skyrocketing. And that was always just something that was inspiring to me. And I was like, man, if I can make it on there, that's the recipe right there. Like, that's what you do. Like, but, you know, it's, and I've always loved music. So, I mean, it was, the thought of it was always, like, really fun to me. So, it's always been something I wanted to do. So
that's awesome. And your audition city was Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Did you plan a trip out to Las Vegas specifically to audition? How did all of that work?
So I got the call the day before I moved in to OSU that I was going to be going to see the judges. And I was like, oh my gosh. Like,
so you've already sang to somebody at this point before?
Oh, yes. Like, okay. There are multiple.
Well, kind of explain that, because this year was more than ever. It's like everybody had two songs prepared, right?
Oh, I had three. Like, they were like, always have three songs. And
right, so you got to spell it. So kind of tell how that
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I started out probably early August. Went through one day of just like Zoom room to Zoom room to Zoom room with executive producers everywhere, like a million different breakout rooms. And I ended up going through, I think it was 6 or 7 rounds on Zoom.
Jeez.
And this took hours and hours, because in between you'd be waiting for 30 minutes, an hour.
Just sitting on Zoom. Did you have to fill out an application before the Zoom, or was it just like, hey, you want to audition for American Idol? Sign up here, and we're going to put you in a Zoom call.
I think it was more, so I had auditioned multiple times before COVID, too. Like, that was whenever you would go to, like, the big cities, and you'd, like, wrap around the building and stand there all day and then sing for 20 seconds and then usually leave. But I had done that twice, I think. And then other than that, I've done multiple times on Zoom. And so, I don't know, like, it was just, sorry, what was the question again? I got off track.
Just kind of the process. So you sang, you did the Zooms, you did several Zooms.
Hours.
And then how did you get promoted, I guess, to the next level, you got to walk into the judges?
You go through these little rooms with a million executive producers, and then all of a sudden you go through your last one, and you don't know if it's going to be your last one or not. But you go through your last one, and they're like, okay, we'll let you know. So you're just like, okay, I'm done for the day. And I sat on there for probably 5-6 hours. Like, wow. It was ridiculous. And you'd be done for the day, and you'd just wait for a phone call. And then finally I was at work one day, and I got a phone call. Missed it, of course. And so I get a voicemail, and he's like, hey, this is so-and-so from American Idol. Like, I just want to congratulate you. Like, you're going to see the judges and whatnot. And call me back. And, of course, I'm freaking out because I'm like, of course, I would be the one to miss that call, you know. But call me back, and we'll get something planned out, you know. And so I call him back. He doesn't answer. I'm like, okay, well, this is going down the drain. Sorry. Like, I missed all this for nothing. I blew it. And finally, we stopped playing phone tag. And we're like, I'm on the phone with him. I'm like, hello. Like, whatever. He tells me the whole spiel. And of course, I'm freaking out. I'm like, holy crap. Like, I'm going to see the judges. Just like, I'm going to meet freaking Lionel Richie and stuff. You know, like, that's insane. And so from there, you plan out what city is going to be best for you. And of course, I'm get that call the day before I move in. And I'm like, okay, how is this going to work? Because one, I'm a freshman, have no idea what this is going to be like. So I'm like, okay, we're just going to make it work. Kind of go with the flow, whatever. And finally we come to the consensus. We're like, okay, I'm going to go to Las Vegas in September, which is like 2 weeks into my freshman year.
So they picked that for you.
They usually like, usually yes, they do.
Okay.
But I was like, more like, okay, like I have things. I just moved into college. Like,
sure.
I'm going to have to work around this. And then I'm like on there. I'm like, okay, I have a chem test this day, so I can't do that. And so I was more the one to kind of dictate when that was going to be happening because there wasn't really any other option. But
did they pay for your flight?
They did.
Okay.
They paid for my hotel room. Okay. They put me in it. And I was worried about that at first because they won't disclose where you're staying until like 48 hours in advance. Oof.
In Vegas.
And I'm like.
Did you get like the pink flamingo?
I'm like, this is a hit or miss. Like down the strip, you never know what you're going to be getting. Right. And so they put me in a really nice hotel. I was in the Astoria. It's very nice.
Sure.
Awesome. But they paid for all my flights. They paid for my bags. They gave me little food vouchers in Hollywood and stuff. So, like, they paid for a lot of stuff.
So, was that pretty standard for everybody there at that audition?
Yeah.
So, how many was, like, at that audition? How many people showed up for that?
They told us that in the Zoom rounds, they started out at 400-something thousand.
Oh, my God.
400,000?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And they limit it down to go see the judges to 320 or so.
320 people.
Yeah.
They cut 400,000. Mm-hmm. Down to 320.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Or some ballpark 320.
My gosh. Somewhere
now, that's probably for all locations total, right? Or is that just
For all locations.
And then they cut them down to the various locations, right?
Okay. So you go from the 320 to there were about 150 in Hollywood.
So they're about 100-ish, give or take, at each, because there were three cities.
Yeah.
So there were about 100 each in each audition city that then get cut down. Yeah. So about 50 people per.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it was a little stressful. And I'm glad I didn't. You're so good at math. That was mind blowing.
This is not about me. This is about your American Idol journey.
But it did make me feel better that they didn't tell us that until we were in Hollywood, because otherwise I would have been freaking out. And I was like, okay, that's actually a pretty big accomplishment, I guess. Like, I can let go. I can let go a little bit, like relieve myself, but.
That's like 0.05%.
Yeah, that's insane. I just can't get over the 400,000.
Yeah, do you have a percentage for us, please?
400,000.
What was left?
Like,
of the
Zoom rounds to Hollywood, is there a percentage of like anything?
I need to whip out my calculator. Okay. My quick math ends with simple addition and subtraction.
What a rookie. Needs a calculator, you know?
I think it's like 0.01%.
I mean, it's something like that. Yeah. We'll go with
it. It was small. That's so insane. I was proud of it. I was like, okay, that'll work. Like,
yeah. Okay, moving on.
Okay, so there then you're in Hollywood. Okay, you get to Hollywood, but we're going to, your audition.
Yeah.
How long was your audition day when you got to see the judges?
Well, you are classified as like a day one, day two, day three, day four, because there's multiple days in each city that they're going to be seeing people.
Okay.
And so even if you're a day four, whatever outfit you're wearing on day one, you're wearing on day four.
Okay.
Day two, day three, day four. So they make it look like it's all one day.
All one day.
Which is, that was mind blowing to me. I was like, okay. That was like my first taste of, okay, like we're seeing how this really works. And, so here I am in my same outfit for 3 days. And I'm like trying to Febreze it because I'm like, they had us in these waiting rooms.
Yeah,
like,
it's hot.
They're outside. It's in Vegas in early September.
It's hot and sweaty.
And so we're like out there with our electric fan hanging, like, and so we go, and I wait all day, every day, and, like, you have different stations you go to while you're waiting. So you'll have one where it's, like, the social media station where they take little pictures of you, so, like, when the day comes, you have these pictures to post. Or, like, you have your digitals where you go and do these little interviews and, like, your little, they call it ad lib, whatever. And you would basically just, like, walk around and, like, with these really, like, melancholy looks and, like, make it look like you're really stressed. So they can, like, cut to that whenever it's, like, almost your audition time on TV. And, like, all these little things. Like, I would literally be having a camera film me while I was literally just pacing and just, like, looking up at the skyline. So it was the little things.
You have to
be, like,
a good singer and an actor.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, I guess so. I wasn't prepared for that. So right. I was like, this ain't in my wheelhouse. Like, but it was just like all those little things that you would do while you're waiting. And so finally your day comes and you're just stuffed into like a gigantic waiting room with everyone there. And of course I had my mom with me. So we would sit there and we'd be like, oh my, like, is it almost time? Like, we're ready to be done. So they would have their little interviews with me and my mom and everything. And finally, they were like, okay, here y'all go. They would sit you in chairs, whatever. And you just sit there and wait again, like, the entire time. And then finally, they were like, okay, it's time. Here you go. And then by then, you're, like, anxious, like, bouncing. And, like, I was nervous,
yeah,
like, obviously, but, like, and I usually don't get nervous a ton singing in front of people. Like, I've been doing it for years now. Like, I love singing in front of people. It's, like, one of my favorite things to do, but, like, something about that, I was, like,
well, it's Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, yeah, and Luke Bryan. They're not right. Just
I guess that might be something. I don't know. But so that was, like, my experience there, like, before. Like, I was just really just, like, waiting, and it was a lot of waiting, and being nervous. That was really it. Interviews and stuff. But finally you go in and you walk in, and like this whole side of the room is just camera. Like everywhere. And so you're just like, oh my God, you don't know where to look. Like, do you look at the camera? No. But like, can you not look at the camera? No. Like you have to look. And so like, I don't know where to look. And I'm all of a sudden I have Katy Perry, Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan sitting up there. I'm like, okay, calm down. Like, it's fine. And so finally, you know, you have your little, I walk in, I've got my harmonica piece because I sang something in orange with like little harmonica. And I walk in the little headset and Luke Bryan's like, man, you look like you got in a car accident. I'm like, okay, great first words. Glad we're starting off good. Like, this is awesome, you know. And I sit there, I joke around with him a little bit, you know, we talk and whatnot. And finally I sing. And everything. Then I end up getting my yeses, you know.
So how many songs did you have to sing? Just the one in front of
I sang two. They didn't show the second one on TV, but I did sing two.
Which one do you think you did better at?
I don't know.
The first one? Obviously, I guess, like the first one.
I guess the first one. I don't know. I mean, I don't really remember a ton.
I bet.
So, right. So I walk out. My mom's like, so like, what happened? I'm like, I don't know.
How long were you actually in there with the judges?
I was in there for probably 20 minutes or so.
That's longer than I would have thought. Mm-hmm.
No, it felt like forever because I was nervous the entire time, like cotton mouth, like
couldn't. So they don't tell you whenever you finish singing, they don't tell you right then whether you get the ticket or not. They
sit there and they like, for me they did.
For the
but
20
not,
minutes, okay.
They for me they did, but like the rest of the time really consisted of other things they were doing. So like they knew I was a pre-vet major,
right.
All of these things, because like on my phone interviews with everyone, like, they dig up a story for you. You know what
sure.
I mean? They're trying to see what they can make out of your story to put on TV. And me, I don't really have a ton of like a sob story, one might call it, but they dug. They were like, how was high school? And I was like, oh, it was great. I was class president all 4 years. Like, how's college?
They're like, dang it.
They're like, how's college so far? I'm like, oh,
he's
it's
normal.
Great. I'm in a fraternity. Like,
stop being popular.
I live with like 50 of my best friends, right. Like, it's wonderful. They're like, how's your family? And like, oh, they're great, like, everything. And they're like, how's, like, do they support you singing? I'm like, oh, yeah, my parents buy me every instrument that I will ever need. Like, they will never let me go without, like, all of these things.
Right.
I'm like, I'm sitting there saying it, and I can't lie about it, but, like, I'm sitting there, I'm like, man, I gotta quit being so like, gotta quit so acting perfect. Like everything's so great. Like, they might actually need something from me. You know what I mean? But I went and did it anyways. I was like, well, couldn't lie. I was like, everything's great, I guess. I don't know. And so like, finally, they're like, oh, so like, what are you doing in school? And where do you go? And I'm like, oh, I'm a pre-vet major at Oklahoma State, you know. And they're like, oh, like veterinary, like that's what you do, huh? And I'm like, yeah. And or I was like, I'm going, trying to.
Because they brought the dogs out, right?
They brought the dogs out. Yeah. So that's what, and I had no idea that was happening. So I will say that was
like, you're already a vet, right?
Yeah. Yeah, right. They were like, man, do you want to come examine our dogs? I'm like, I can act like I know what to do, but sure, I don't know. I'm going to come pet it. Like,
it's a dog.
Yeah, like I'm going to come hold it, like obviously, but I don't know what's wrong with them.
Well, I was watching your audition with a friend who's a third year vet student. Mm-hmm. And someone's like, do you know him? And she's like, he is not a vet student. He's a pre-vet. He doesn't have his bachelor. She's like, I've gone through 8 years of schooling. No, and I know. They kept that student
under my, like, you know, they do your little name in the corner of the screen. And it was like, oh, an Eckhart 19, Broken Arrow. And then it's like, vet student. I'm like, I'm not a vet student.
The truth comes out in the Inside OSU
podcast.
I'm
like, listen, guys, like, I know, like, you guys don't have to get mad at me. I promise I'm not a vet student. I know this. But yeah, it was, I acted like I knew what I was doing.
Sure.
So I held it, and I was like, oh. I mean, I didn't examine it. I just held it and played with it. So, I mean,
yeah, it's a dog.
Great.
I mean, it was great. You know?
Was that really their pets, or was there somebody else's?
No, they were their pets.
They were their pets.
Yeah, okay. Because later, whenever my audition aired, like, Lionel Richie's dog, he has his own Instagram, who's surprised. Like, Sylvester Richie posted me holding him. And I was like, okay, great. Like,
I've made it.
Cool. Right, yeah. I'm like, okay, I'm on Lionel's dog's Instagram. That's all I need to do.
Yeah.
What was it like when the judges said those words, you're going to Hollywood?
It was truly insane because, like I said, I've been watching that show for God knows how long, you know, and I've watched so many people that, like, inspire me on that in that same exact situation, you know, and being able to, like, I'm a big Facebook guy. Whether it's not my generational app or not, I'm a big Facebook guy, and I'm not afraid to admit it, you know. But I, like, scroll through Facebook, and all my videos are, like, literally just American Idol. Like, that's all it is. And so I just watch audition after audition after audition. And so, like, being in that same situation, in that same, you know, experience is truly, like, it was insane, you know. And being able to hear that, it was like, man, like, maybe it's not just, like, me and my family that, like, think I'm, like, kind of good.
Kind of good, right.
Maybe I actually can do something, you know. But so it was really cool. It was really neat.
I think Casey liked your message that night. I think we both did. Or liked your Facebook post or something.
I think so. Saw it on St. I was out on St. Patty's Day with my parents, like, having brunch and whatnot. And, like, we have, like, a ton of people there. And I'm, like, I'm on Facebook again, of course. And so, like, I'm going through Facebook, and it's Dr. Casey Shrum and my face. And I'm, like, hold on.
We were on the couch watching, man.
I'm, like, hold on.
We were watching. Yep.
The math ain't mathin'. I'm on Dr. Casey Shrum Facebook right now. And so I'm, like, freaking out. I'm, like, Mom, look. But it was really cool. So, like, the entire thing.
We loved it. Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, I'm glad to hear.
Yep, for sure.
Made it to Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
So you audition in September.
Yeah.
In Las Vegas. Then you make it to Hollywood. You go there in December. What was your experience in Hollywood like?
I was scared. I'm not afraid to admit that. But, like, Vegas, like, you had your one guest you could take, you know, like, so I took my mom, and, like, everything was okay because, like, Mom was right there. So, like, we're good. And I go to Hollywood, and they're like, no guest allowed if you're above 18. So, like, we'll see you here. And I'm like, okay. So here I am, like, 5 in the morning trying to check my bags by myself. That was a sight to see. Like, it was not – I was like, oh, my gosh, how am I ever going to, like, be an adult? Like, okay. And so I'm alone, and I'm like, okay, this is great. I fly all the way to Hollywood on the same planes as, like, 3 other contestants. Did not know until we were meeting at the little sign in Hollywood. And I was like, I've been on 2 flights with you for at least 12 hours today. So, like, that's awesome. That's great. I'm glad we're just now meeting each other. But I got to the airport, and, like, we do our whole thing. And, like, I think I didn't realize how different I was from a lot of the people actually auditioning. Because I'm not, like, a super, like, flashy person. I'm not. And, like, I'm loud, obviously, and I talk a lot. But, like, I, like, it is nothing like a lot of those people that, like, I, it blew me away, genuinely. Like, I was like, oh, my gosh, like, they never stop talking. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, oh, my God. Okay, but.
Like the kid that flips burgers.
Zachariah.
He's got a lot of energy going
on.
So
like, energy. A lot of them have that much energy. That, and, like, yeah. I'm just, like, sitting on the little bus, going to the hotel, like, on my phone, like, whatever. They're already, like, belting on the bus, like, singing. And I'm like, okay, like, I'm going to chill over here on Facebook. Like, but I just didn't realize how different I was from a lot of the other contestants. I love them. They're, like,
sure.
Some of the greatest people I've ever met and I will ever have the experience to meet. But I'm just very, very different. And I think I realized that a lot in Hollywood because just like every other thing with American Idol, like there was a lot of waiting. And any time we'd be in a waiting room, there would be like someone would be singing. And I'm not like under their voice, like they would be belting, like singing. And that was never me. I just kind of sat there. Like I was like, I had my like, three really good friends, and we sat there. We were like, okay, like, we're making a pact. Like, we're not singing. Like, okay, we're chill. Like, okay.
Now, did any of those guys make it any further, your pack of three there?
Mariah.
Oh,
and so you, and okay. Colin Stowe.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I was really close with him. And
that's the Mississippi kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so, and he's one of the funniest people I will ever meet.
He's got a draw, for
like,
sure.
Like, he's yeah, one yeah. of the funniest yeah. people I will ever meet. And we were, like, sitting in Hollywood, and, like, we're trying to get our clothes together that we're going to be wearing for 2 days, you know, and he takes his clothes out of his suitcase and he's like, man, I don't know what it is, but my stuff smells like pond water and I'm about to have to wear it for 2 days. Like, and I'm like, oh my God. Like, he is like one of the funniest people I will ever meet. And like, I was cracking up laughing every time I was around him. And, but it was Colin Stowe, Mariah. Another good friend I made was Leighton Robinson. She was never aired. She's from Fayetteville, or she goes to Arkansas, so she mm-hmm. lives in Fayetteville. But Jack Rogan, I don't know if you said you watched The Voice, but mm-hmm. he was on The Voice.
Okay.
And and I recognized him from his, because I watched The Voice obviously, so like I recognized him, and I was like, he was sitting with Mariah, and I knew Mariah, and I was like, are you Jack from The Voice? Like,
right.
Is that you? Sorry if it's not, but like if it is, then that's pretty cool. Like, it was. So he's really cool. I'm really close with him, too. So I made some really good friends there, and I'd do it all over again, you know. So.
And you got eliminated after the performance challenge round.
Yeah.
You did get to perform one song in Hollywood.
Yeah.
So what was that experience like for you?
You know, I'd never sang on a stage that big, ever. And so, like, and I knew, like, obviously from being as big of an American Idol fan, like it was Hollywood, like that was like the stage, you know. And so I go, and of course I'm nervous because it's like all of the other contestants, and then there's the judges again, like they don't leave. So but I get up there and I sing Two Story House by Lainey Wilson. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a super flashy song at all, you know. It was just something that like I could relate to, you know. And that was one of the big things in my audition. The judges were like, hey, like, we think you're great, but Lionel, I think, said, don't throw away your endings. That's what it was. And so he was like, if you can do that, that's whenever you become the storyteller, you know. And and that's something that I would like to take big pride in, like being able to be a storyteller in a song. Like, that's something that, like, that's the main goal, you know. And so I really took that, and I was like, okay, like, I'm going to do something that I can truly, that will resonate with me, you know, like, sing something that will resonate with me. And Two Story House was, it's basically about, like, instead of, like, a two-story house levels, it's more of, like, two siblings that live in the same house that are on two different paths, you know. And I'm really close to my sister. Like, she will forever be my best friend. And she's in nursing school right now, but obviously with her doing that and me wanting to pursue music, like, I would love to pursue music, you know, like, that's two different paths, you know. And so I really took that to heart in Hollywood, and sang it every, like, everything that I could have imagined went perfect. Like, sang it exactly how I wanted to sing it. And by the time I got done, it was, I wasn't like upset about any of it because I knew that I had done everything that I had gone out there to do. And I could tell, like, that room, whenever I was singing, like, it was silent. So, like, that was, like, enough. Like, people...
You had their attention.
Yes. Right, like, and right. that's all I needed for me, because, like, I knew that I was telling a story.
So, in your heart, you felt like you should have went through? How did you compare?
You know, Darren, that's not what I'm saying.
But, hey, just be honest here. I mean, you know.
But, I mean, I...
If you get the room's attention, don't they always talk about it? When you have the room's attention, you're...
They do always talk about it. It's not always true.
That's the key,
That's
right?
not always true.
That's a key,
but,
right.
You know, in my opinion, I feel like I really did everything I could have and took the notes from my audition and really applied them as best I could. And, you know, that's all I can ask of myself, you know. And whether that's going through or not, like, I was thrilled because... They bring you out in the line, and they're like, you, step forward. Front line, you're going home. And I was like, oh, well. Like, this was fun. Like,
as a fan, I look at the lines and the names who they call. I'm like, oh, that line is definitely safe because it has this person. Did you look at who was next to you and be like, this is it. This is the end of the road?
Yeah. I was like one of the last names they called in the line, and I was, like, praying. I was like, I saw who was in the line in the front, and I was like, please don't ask me to step forward.
Yeah.
Because I knew.
Yeah.
And here I am. They're like, Owen. And I was like, all right, this was fun, guys. Like, I'll see you later. Like, but, I mean, there was a lot of talented people there, but there was just some people.
You felt like you held your own, though, right?
I feel like I held my own. Yeah. And, like, obviously, like, I will never have the strongest voice in a room, you know? And, like, if I'm in a room full of talented people like that, I will never be the loudest voice or the strongest voice or, you know, but I will be a good one, you know?
Right,
so
sure.
Like,
yeah.
And I think that's the confidence you have to go in to that with, you know, like you can't let that be the reason you stop singing or like, don't let that discourage you enough to where you're like, okay, like this is the end. You know what I mean? And, it kind of felt like that's what they wanted after I left, because like after you leave immediately you do like 3 interviews. You walk out of the room, you go down the aisle, you walk out in the lobby, and there's cameras just waiting.
Like
and,
an emotional moment.
Right.
Sort of, yeah.
And me, I like walked out, I fist bumped Jack on the way out. I was like, man, oh well. And so I walk out and they're like, man, like how was that? And I told them, I was like, I did everything I could have, you know, like I'm fine with it, whatever. And they're like, well like so you're not broken? And
I'm crushed.
And I was like, no.
I'm a vet student.
I was
right?
like, so I don't. No, I think I'm good. And they're like, so this isn't the end of singing for you? And I was like, no, like I'm still gonna. I was like, no, literally. I was like, I've got to get back to practice for freshman follies. Like, sorry, but I was just like, you know, like no, it's not. But I appreciate you asking though. Like, and so then they're like, so what's next? Like now that you're like not on American Idol, what are you going to do? And I was like, probably the same thing I was doing before. I'm going to go back to school, like finish my degree.
right.
And so like, I think I think for television purposes, they want you to feel that way.
They want you to have a meltdown.
Exactly. Because they want people to know how significant American Idol is. I'm like, that's great. But like, there were plenty of people that I saw go home that could very well deserve a spot
in
top 26 or wherever they're at right now, you know? And they were definitely not short of talent, you know? And so, like, you just meet so many different people that, like, some of them don't even air. And, like, they make it that far, they don't even air.
Right.
Like, they could make it to the last round of Hollywood, Showstoppers, and get cut, and you would never know they were there, mm-hmm. you know? And so, it's just... I was fortunate enough to like at least get my name out there with my audition, and I gained such a following just from that. Like sure. that was more traction than I've ever had on Instagram ever. So I was like, this is a win. Like,
heck yeah.
But you know, like I was fortunate enough for mine to at least air, and to air in a good fashion mm-hmm. because there were plenty of people that theirs aired, and you could tell like it was
for
TV, and like they were doing everything they could to like. mold that in a way that people didn't want it molded. But, you know, I was fortunate because mine aired, and it aired in a very good fashion. Sure. So. Yeah.
Would you go back next season? You're young enough.
I know. I get this question all the time, and I don't know. I wouldn't mind it, but from my point of view, it's almost just as beneficial to just go out and play gigs. Like, obviously, less people are going to see you, sure, but you're gaining experience from a real life situation, like something that's applicable, you know? And you're gaining experience from going and singing in front of people. You're in the crowd that this is the crowd that you're going to be performing for. You know, like as a country artist, like I know my crowd. Mm-hmm. Like I know who I'm singing to. And sure, a lot of those people are watching American Idol, but there's just as many here in Stillwater.
Right.
And so if I could make an impact where I am from and like where I'm like I'm here. Sure. I live with you people and like you are my crowd, then like I think that's just beneficial. So I would be hesitant to go back just because I enjoy playing gigs more than I did American Idol.
Right.
I met great people, but it's just a whole different experience. And I would just rather play gigs, I think. But I wouldn't be upset if I went back.
Go start playing at Willie's. Maybe we have the new Garth Brooks sitting in front of us.
I know. I'm 19, though. I don't know if that's allowed. I got to figure that out.
I don't know either.
I got to figure that out.
I don't know either. Well.
We'll see.
We'll do some digging.
We'll see. We'll do some digging, you know.
Yeah. Oh, and thank you so much. I've been fascinated by learning more about your journey and the whole process as a fan. And some of it I'm not shocked by, but I still can't get over that 400,000.
No. That's a huge number. You know, I never miss it, right? And so Casey, she wanted to especially watch it when she knew you were going to be on and stuff. And so, anyway, so she usually doesn't have time. Usually she's on the phone till 10 or 11 o'clock and not doing her job, right? And so she had to come in and watch. But, yeah, I'll be sitting there sometime watching it, and she'd go like, are you crying?
I'm like, no.
You know, and I'm like, I love about? The stories, man. I mean, they're just like
they are. Right? They are they are mind blowing. Like to
we just
see
want to see people be successful, right?
Exactly.
I mean, and
that's all. That's
I
what
like
it's
seeing
about.
People succeed, right? I mean, we're kind of student focused, right?
Right.
Casey and I. So anytime you get to see people just better themselves,
exactly,
and something
like,
they love to do,
exactly,
yeah, it's awesome.
And it's exactly, and especially in something like they love to do,
sure.
And you can never get enough of that,
yeah,
you know.
No.
I never want to see anyone not do good. So like.
We appreciate your positive attitude. So, are we done talking about American Idol?
Yeah.
Hey, so what made you choose OSU?
What made me choose OSU? Yeah. You know, my family is diehard OU.
Okay.
Oof.
My entire family.
I like you already better, right?
My entire family is diehard OU. Okay. Bleed red till the day we die, you know. And originally, that's how I was because that's the way I grew up, you know. And so, we watched OU football every Saturday, and that was that. Like, that was our only plan. And so, I always knew I wanted to be a vet, and I was like, well, I don't know what to do because, like, OU obviously doesn't have a vet program, like, because that's where I was going to school. That was the only option. And so, finally, like, we came to the consensus, which this makes sense. We'll go to OU, then we'll transfer for vet school, you know? That makes no sense, but that was what made sense at the time, I guess. But finally, I was like, well, I think I want to at least look and see what OSU has to offer.
Sure.
And to say that was a big step.
Sure, yeah.
But finally, we're like, okay, like, I'm going to go on a tour. And I think that's all my parents thought was going to come out of it. And so we go on our tour, and I'm like walking around. I'm like, man, I really like it here, actually. Like, I think this might be where I need to go. And my mom just looked at me. She was like, we'll see. We'll see. And I was like, she said, don't get too ahead of yourself.
Right,
and I said, okay, whatever. Fast forward a couple months later, I'm like, got into OSU, only place I applied. So, you know,
awesome.
I figured out that it was truly like the best option for me, course, because my sister went to OU and she graduated from OU with her bachelor's in psychology. And like, that was great, whatever. And, so she was the golden child for a minute there. But I think I'm slowly getting to convert my parents a little bit. My sister's too far gone. She's gone.
It's great to be the black sheep.
But it's something.
Yeah.
It is great because now every bedlam, it puts a little spice
Sure.
Adds a little spice to it. So, but well, last
you,
of
you
them
have
was not.
Represented OSU awesome on
well,
TV.
Good. I'm glad great, to hear that.
You were. And Casey and I both were super proud of you. And so, like I said, I chose one curse word to say when you didn't make it. But right. I was like, well, right. You know, but now it's more
everyone's
impressive.
Everyone's got
right?
one.
It's more
okay.
impressive, right, for 400,000 people, like Megan said. So, yeah. But anyway, I just want to say you did an awesome job. I'm glad you chose OSU.
Thank you.
And wish you well the rest of your career here. And well, hope
I appreciate
it all works
it.
Out
yeah.
for you. So, and there's some really cool stuff coming in the vet scope, but I'm not going to say anything about that. So
okay. You can
really
find
cool
me later.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Off the record club
right.
conversation.
Right. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much for your time. Yeah. I'll be on the lookout for gigs, and maybe we'll have mm-hmm. Stillwater's first singing veterinarian.
We'll see.
In the near
you
future.
We'll see, but we're going to try. But yes, thank you so much for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you all for listening to this episode of the Inside OSU podcast. Once again, Megan Robinson, Darren Trum. As always,
go Pokes.
I missed that one. Go Pokes.
There you go. Never too late.